Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The Arizona audit, and here's the link to view it live or to catch up on it later. Early call by the mainstream media. Arizona is called for Biden, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, Fox 2. The feds are buying drones from the CCP, baby. Oh, yeah. Does that sound smart to you? If you want a comprehensive one-stop source for understanding mask insanity, go here. Build Back Better is rightly dubbed Build Back Bureaucracy. The deep state has created a swamp in American bureaucracy, making it an alternative government within the government. And this swamp is deep and wide. And they desperately need funding, you know. Happily, Biden's bid to bankrupt America is beginning to blow up, while Mitch McConnell's wishing Trump would just, well, go away, you know. He called Trump a fading brand. Oh, and AOC is crying again. You remember the picture of her bending over, crying at the border? This time, though, it's not fake. It's not a fake claim. She was in her office trapped by MAGA monsters trying to, well, let's just say, get to her. Or a staged weeping for migrants in Trump's cages on the border. Remember that? Her tears now are real. Her heart is truly broken. Why? Congress passed funding for Israel's Iron Dome. Can anyone explain to me how teachers' unions gained control of the CDC? How does that work? CDC secretly scuttles plan to end mask mandates, and once again, the suspicion is the teachers' union got hold of them. California goes all in for masking indefinitely. Yeah, it's like I warned you, nuisance Newsom is going to be a raging bear, and it's payback. Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out for him. Did you know that 1.45 million students, what is that, 1,450,000, have been removed from public school enrollment? Yeah, over all this nonsense. I think O'Reilly should add a new killing book to his series, The Killing of Science, and he should use Fauci for his cover. COVID corruption continues. Rand Paul calls for Fauci's ouster, presents his latest indictment, and it is serious. 20% of Biden voters experiencing serious buyer's remorse. What? Only 20%? This guy doesn't even pay his own taxes, right? 20%? You gotta be kidding me. How can anybody support this moron? Hold on, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, here's the link to view the Arizona audit report. And as you know, I produce the brain massage on Friday, and I post it Friday evening. So it's not likely I'm going to get a chance to view any or much of the audit hearing before I post. So catch me on the Comfort and Counsel live stream tonight, and we'll chat about it. You can go to our Facebook page, Lighthouse Baptist, Santa Maria, California is the way to find it. And then like the page, set up notifications, and join us. Arizona has been called for Biden again. CNN, here's the headline. UPI, here's the headline. The Guardian, CNBC, HuffPost, ABC, MSN, headlines for all of them. MSN simply reposted the CNN article. I guess they're looking for a little bit of cover here. MSNBC, and I wonder, did Fox? Can't find that they did. Looks like Fox is laying low until the audit report is, well, actually released, unlike what they did November 3rd, when they called it early evening before the voting was even close to done. Maybe, just maybe, Fox learned something from that early call last time. You know, the only thing keeping Fox alive is Tucker, Bongino, Hannity, Ingram, Gutfield, the five programs like that, Judy, and so on. Truly, otherwise, that stunt they pulled on election night when they called Arizona way early, you know, like they got some kind of tip that came in. Uh-huh. Who knows? Maybe Coomer gave them a call. who will be deposed, by the way, by Sidney Powell. Yeah, that's coming. And then we hope dispatched. Maybe we should send all these creeps to the edge of our solar system and throw them into the ring of fire. Super hot plasma. 90,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You hear about that? Very interesting. It encircles, supposedly, the outer limits of our solar system like a gigantic lake of fire. How's that? Maybe Elon will provide the rocket to launch them into this buffer between our solar system and interstellar space that they've lately discovered. Voyager 2 picked it up. And it looks like Voyager 2 has got caught at the wall of fire that encircles or envelops our entire solar system. Wow, have we found the lake of fire? 90,000 degrees Fahrenheit, Revelation 21:8, you know. A little warning here, Bible thump alert. The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and idolaters and all liars shall find their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, end quote. You catch that? Interesting. It starts with the fearful and concludes with all liars. And look at what is in between the fearful and all liars, the abominable, that which is detestable to God, including idolatry, sodomy, which is contrary to nature and to nature's God. And then comes murderers, murdering infants in the womb, murdering political enemies, murdering millions by depopulation strategies cooked up by the likes of Gates and Company and Soros and so on, or pretender presidents and phony generals who cut and run from terrorists, leaving hundreds of Americans behind enemy lines to be beheaded, raped, or used and or used as hostages to hold America hostage. Whoremongers like Hunter Biden and his little girl hair-sniffing pervert for a father. 50-year-old men who take 9-year-olds for brides. Sex traffickers, Epstein and his first lieutenant, Ghislaine Maxwell, and those who profit by their merchandise and bribery and blackmail to corrupt government officials, and there are plenty in their grip, and military generals too, by the way, in order to steal from the people their liberties. And then come sorcerers, all the elite Satan worshippers, you know, flashing their little cute Satan horns hand signs. Hey, what is that? And, well, you get the idea. The children of disobedience under the control of the spirit of Antichrist, and all idolaters, by the way, who have dropped the knee to Satan and made their deal with the devil. You know, the deal Jesus refused, remember? Satan offered all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them to Jesus if he would kneel to Satan. Well, many folks have signed on for the deal for far less than was offered to Jesus. You know, just a big piece of it, right? But the devil has his man and his families where they sleep in bed surrounded by devils and drink the blood of innocents. Voyager 2 found your future home, maybe. A molten sea of blazing plasma, the lake of fire? Anyway, a preliminary draft. By the way, I've got the documentation here for that discovery. Anyway, a preliminary draft was leaked to the press, this Arizona audit. And, of course, the press went ape over it. And they're calling the audit, just like they called the election, prematurely. Interesting, because one of the Arizona auditors talked to Wendy Rogers in the wake of all this that took place in the Marxist socialist media. Wendy Rogers, by the way, is the Arizona senator championing the audit and calling for decertification, and explained to her the leaked draft is simply a draft and is only a partial report. Tomorrow's hearing will render findings of great consequence. To Wendy, he then added, God is in control. Well, Wendy then asks us all for prayer. We should give it for the audit team as they present their findings. Being as I am a student of Trump's masterful handling of media in the past, methinks I see the master playing his flute again, charming the media into another snare. Looks to me like this draft was leaked to the mainstream media in order to relax them long enough to get the full audit revelations out there and to draw them in more tightly into the net. In other words, Trump is getting huge attention drawn to this audit. that almost certainly would not have been given any attention at all by the Maoist media. I think he's playing them again, and he has the entire left looking intently at the other. They're staring at it now. Isn't that interesting? And then I find out that apparently there was a reduced or trimmed down version of the actual draft. I'm just convinced that's what's going on here. You know, let's send this out there, get the all the mainstream media, all the Maoist media, all the Marxists, get them all talking about it, getting them to bring all attention to Arizona. Trump posted today a statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, quote, "The fake news is lying about the Arizona audit report. The leaked report conclusively shows there were enough fraudulent votes, mystery votes, and fake votes to changed the outcome of the election four or five times over. The number includes 23,344 mail-in ballots, despite the person no longer living at that address. Phantom voters, the official canvas does not even match who voted, off by 11,592, more than the entire presidential election margin. Voters who voted in multiple counties totaled 10,342, and 2,382 ballots came from people who no longer lived in Maricopa County. There were also 2,592 more duplicate ballots than original ballots." What? Just those fraudulent ballots alone totaled 50,252 and is fraud many more times than the so-called margin of victory, which was only 10,457. Hope you're not getting lost in the numbers here. In addition, election data appears to have been intentionally deleted. Ooh, now that is, we're talking about some real serious criminal stuff happening on the official side. And ballot images were corrupt or missing. This is not even the whole state of Arizona. It's only Maricopa County. It would only get worse. There is fraud and cheating in Arizona, and it must be criminally investigated. More is coming out in the hearing today, end quote. Wow. So, alas, I don't get to report on the revelations coming out of the audit until tonight during my live stream, Comforting Counsel for the Present Distress, and then a follow-up on that on Saturday's live stream. So I must turn my attention to other matters for the moment. Feds buying drones from the CCP, baby. Oh, yeah. Quote, "Federal law enforcement agencies are purchasing surveillance drones from a Chinese company the Pentagon has deemed a potential national security risk," end quote. What is going on? Well, we've seen what a drone can do to innocent families and U.S. patriots in the hands of communists. Delivering a hellfire missile on a mission to provide some political cover for Biden. You know, it's kind of like, hey, go find some guy to kill that we can call a high-value ISIS target. And then when he finds out what they did, "I didn't mean kill the kids!" It doesn't matter who it is. Yeah, just don't tell anyone the name so we can get away with killing an innocent man for my political cover. I'm not sure the conversation went exactly like that, but you can bet it went somewhat like that, or that this was communicated and carried out. And then when our professional generals ordered a hit on a target that ended up being a family of seven, including a two-year-old child and a technical aide to the United States, total 10 Afghan civilians altogether, killed by Butcher Biden and his band of killers. Yeah, you can bet old Biden got bothered by that report. Here's a general, because he really is sensitive to optics. It's all about optics with this guy. Here's a general who takes full responsibility. What a jerk. It's funny that none of this sort of nonsense went on under Trump, and it's also unfunny that guys like this aren't getting fired. Okay. Need to pause for a moment and try to, again, to get you to buy the most important book you'll read this year, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Does that title shock you? Well, first, any Christian who tells you they don't believe in theocracy, they don't know what they're talking about. Are they subscribed to a faith that is, you know, Christianity light or something other than? Theocracy, friend, simply refers to the fact that God rules. And it will invariably be these same Christianettes spouting this theocracy with their fingers crossed, who will go on and on about Satan is the God of the world and the God behind virtually all government. Isn't that interesting? These nincompoops who, that word has technical meaning, I don't have time to go into, who get all over me about preaching theocracy, they believe in a theocracy. They believe Satan, God of the world, rules the world. It's unbelievable. These people don't think through things, you know. Christ rules from heaven, friend, over all the kingdoms of this world. And no matter how hard the wicked try to break his bands and cords and conspire together to fulfill Satan's boast to set his throne above the stars of God and be like the Most High, well, they're going to fail. He that sitteth in the heavens will laugh, is laughing. He'll have them all in derision and is deriding them now. Read Psalm 2. This nation was founded as a nation under God, acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord of heaven and earth. Patrick Henry famously said, America is a nation not built upon religion, but upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. John Jay, our first Supreme Court justice, said he felt Christians ought to desire Christians to hold office in this Christian nation because Jesus is king and the only king recognized by the American people in her founding. Now, I don't believe there should be any kind of legal religious test for holding office. No, of course not. That would be unbiblical. But I do believe Christians are foolish to think it's a good idea to exercise their authority and power to put in office persons, that they would put the security of our liberties into the hands of people who refuse to acknowledge that our rights are endowed to us by our Creator, into the hands of people who can't even quote the Declaration of Independence correctly, can't get their mouth around the word Creator. What a brain-dead thing it was and is to put people in power over us who, according to the Bible, are taken captive by Satan at his will. Anyway, you need to get the book, God's War, and learn the truth about what's going on in the world and what is your part in it. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to His crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, He broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, He declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent His Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the
air. Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. The deep state bankrupt America plan is faltering. I'm having trouble getting the Congress fully on board with this illegal bill. And it is illegal. They're not following the law. They're not following well-established protocols for creating and passing a budget. As I've said before, the Democrats always work around and through whatever loophole they can find or make when it comes to law. They do not believe in law and order. We've got that party in control again under the auspices of idiots who say things like, "We have to pass the bill in order to learn what is in it." Build Back Better has rightly been dubbed Build Back Bureaucracy. The deep state has created a swamp in American bureaucracy, making it an alternative parallel government with the real government. And this swamp is deep and wide, and they desperately need money. Happily, Biden's bid to bankrupt America is beginning to blow up. In fact, it appears the entire deep state operation is blowing up. Did you see the video of Hillary, you know, or stand-in? There she strutted along in full regalia with a child holding her train, walking into Queen's University in Belfast, Ireland. The crowd gathered there were screaming at her, calling her a criminal. And while our Irish Akara, means friends by the way, crowd never broke into "lock her up." They got close. Maybe you criminal. Shame on Queens, you know, and go, as in get out of here, you criminal. Perhaps all of that taken together amounts to the Irish equivalent of lock her up. The ground is moving out from under the feet of these squatters, these usurping devils who take the kingdom by force, who use violence to oppress and control opposition, who would, you know, undo the American Revolution and bring us under the Mao Revolution. But the people are waking up, and really all over the world, the Arizona audit, I trust, will blow away their cover here and expose them openly to the entire nation and to the world for the fraud that they are. And the pandemic scam, well, it's blowing up too. Can anyone explain to me how teachers' unions gained control of the CDC? CDC secretly scuttled a plan to end mask mandates and to end this COVID scare nonsense. But California, it seems, put pressure on CDC. And now these crazy people are talking about masking us indefinitely. Yeah, it's like I warned you. Nuisance Newsom's a raging bear. It's payback time, but you know what? His payback is coming. His time is coming. I heard somewhere that 1,450,000 students have left public school enrollment. Yeah. But how does a teacher's union gain control over the CDC? Well, if you want a comprehensive one-stop source to understand the mask insanity, we'll go here, and I'll link in my notes. I'm in the process now of writing a short read on the subject of masks. It seems to me this mask thing, for whatever reason, has become a kind of major line of defense for the COVID agenda. I think, and others have said as much, that Fauci is right, that masks are largely symbolic. Remember him saying that. Now, I think the meaning he intended us to take was that it represents the threat of the pandemic. Like the CDC statement I read on their site a while back that stipulates masks serve to remind everyone that there is a pandemic going on. But I think this was another of the many moments when God squeezed the truth out of these lying hearts. Yeah, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So God in his sovereign rule over heaven and earth, who ponders the hearts of men, occasionally, I think, pokes or gives a little squeeze to one of these wicked hearts, and out of it squirts a revelation of what's actually in it and a little bit of the truth. In some cases, it reveals the Nazi that lurks there. As with the FDA employee, an economist there working for the FDA, who told an undercover reporter for Veritas that he believes the government should blow dart the black community to vaccinate them. What? The wicked lovers of darkness will show you a picture of a Border Patrol officer on a horse with his reins, keeping that horse under control, trying his best to avoid trampling one of these Haitians that are trying to illegally cross our border and resist arrest. And then talk about it, raising the specter of slavery. Excuse me? And then ignore an FDA employee talking about blow-darting black Americans to vaccinate them against their will. It is surreal. Those people, and I mean the left, the Democrats, the Marxists, Maoists, the sycophants to the CCP, they have always been and apparently will always be slavers. They have a slaver mentality. White supremacists who look down on others and want to control them like they're their animals. Only now they intend to enslave all Americans. So out of Fauci's heart comes the truth about masks. They are largely symbolic. They are a symbol of fear and subservience to the man. Remember the man? It's possible that no one under 50 would even appreciate that expression unless you're queued up on 60s nomenclature and 60s culture. But it is curious how this generation that was all bad on the man back then has now become the man. I think O'Reilly should add a new killing book to his series, The Killing of Science, and use that phony Fauci on the cover. COVID corruption continues, and Rand Paul calls for Fauci's ouster, presents his latest indictment, and it is serious. We know now that the Wuhan lab released coronaviruses into bat caves 18 months leading into this COVID scam. I want you to think about that. Add that to all else we've learned. This thing began there in the Wuhan lab, was nurtured in Korea and so on, and now released from there. And now this. And this was done, like the other, with Fauci funds through Eco Health Alliance. You know, Jacques. So sounds like a vampire's name, using skin-penetrating nanoparticles to infect bat populations in China in order to research how certain coronaviruses could be made to be more infectious to humans. And, well, maybe also to research an interesting means to deliver their bioweapon. Please see what is obvious. These people, we're talking Fauci, DeJock, and company, were engaged in creating bioweapons on behalf of the CCP to be used on Western powers, especially targeting America. And but for the grace of God, they would have succeeded. Their virus was exposed before they could make it truly lethal. So they had to inflate the danger. But more on that later. You've heard all about that. But think about this. As Dr. Rand Paul points out, your tax dollars, friends, your tax money was used to release killer viruses into the wild in Wuhan, China, as a science experiment. Please do what you can to help Rand Paul and to help him remain in office. Yeah, looks like I've come up on my time. Wow, that went fast. So how about some good news? You know, Arizona audit being revealed as I speak. It's about 2 p.m. and I'm almost ready to record. No time to check for an update, but I did notice that the Arizona Attorney General, I believe it was him, said he intended to move forward with any needed prosecution arising out of revelations coming from the audit report. Texas Secretary of State has announced a full forensic audit on four Texas counties. It will cover the two largest Democrat counties and the two largest Republican counties. Pray, patriots. The real report shows that Trump won. Oh, look, I just got the real report. Yeah, how about that? I have it now in my never-to-be-stained-with-nicotine fingers. That confirms Trump won big time. But more on that tonight during my live stream visit. Wow, 25% of the duplicates came in between November 4 and 9th. Yeah, after they knew how many they would need, right, to install communist CCP operative in the White House. So get ready, folks. The Dems are looking for the exit. Hope you're ready. They will not give up easily. This is the hill they will die on. I talked about being out on deep water with my dad in one of my visits, live stream visits, in his Power Cat, a 1,500-mile range in that boat with radar and all that good stuff. And the signals that it was time to set the bow toward our port's beacon and head for home. You know, a sudden, sometimes eerie sea color change, a strange sense of change in the air. The breeze picks up a little bit and gets choppy. White caps breaking all over and the swells acting strangely. The boat shifting like sideways in a weird kind of way, almost not even, you know, but and then the trenches and the swells deepening. It's happening, folks. Set your radar on heaven's beacon. See you in church. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to say lights on, lights off, or to get more information about the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Or go to brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I will see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com.